1950, and the city life was hard. For a family man with a growing clan, worked nights at the old shipyard. Till the word came down that Maury was hatching up a plan. For a few nights' time, did the perfect crime, you could be a right wealthy man. Buddy, if you think you can. So we plotted every evening, we practiced every move. We knew our parts and the armored guards, and we knew what we had to do. With foreman posted sentry, we seven went inside. We did the task, grabbed the bags, left with a million five, disappearing in the night. The years had passed right quiet, like and no one breathed a sound. Till one of the lads said the counting's bad, to the tune of 60 grand. And he told us he'd be singing if we didn't set things right. So we put out his fire with a gun for hire on a back street one dark night. Left the poor slob to die. O'Keefe lay there dying, but O'Keefe didn't die. So he made the sale, told his tale to the cops and the FBI. He ratted on McGinnis, he fingered Jazz and Joe. Me and Vince nearly made the slip, but we landed with the other boys. Page one of the Boston Globe. Wonder at the ways. Cruel fate couldn't hesitate, couldn't wait another dozen days. For the 6 years limitation would run out in 2 weeks' time. So I gotta believe that there's no such thing on earth as a perfect crime. But damn it, at least we tried. It was 1950, I was working at the yard. Guess I should have stayed, should have known my place. No, I never should have strayed so far. That night in the Brinks garage.
Thank you.